Yep, License Commission hearing agenda for Friday, November 8th at...
9:01.
9:01 a.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, basement conference room. Before you, the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moretti Ferrer, Gerard Mahoney. First matter is Merit Hospitality, doing business as Le Meridian, change of manager.
Le Meridian?
Nope.
Second call. Legal Seafoods. I know Legal's is one. 2, 3, 4, and 2, 3, and 4.
For a change of LLC manager on all the locations. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Richard Heller, Senior Vice President, General Counsel, Legal Seafood. This is a corporate change. We're adding a manager to the board, to the corporate board of managers. It's been approved by the ABCC, so this is a reverse. They've approved it. They've sent it back to each of the jurisdictions. And, Eric Chris was the gentleman joining our board.
Excellent. And no changes to any of the operations, correct?
No other changes.
And no changes to beneficial interest holders?
No.
Okay, great. So I would vote to grant as to all 5 Bennett, 20 University, 355.
Concur.
Granted. Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Nice to talk to you.
Church Street Creole Cafe Incorporated, Border Cafe, change of manager to Robert Murphy.
Hello. Robert Murphy, Vice President of Operations for the Border Cafe.
Give me one second, Mr. Murphy, please.
All of his certifications.
You are the proposed new manager, correct?
Correct.
And I see that you've signed the application. Excellent. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience in the industry?
Sure. I've been in the restaurant business for 31 years.
Yeah.
I started at the Border Cafe in 1988 as a bartender, worked my up to a managing partner. I was there for 23 years. Here in Harvard Square mostly, that I left the company and ran a company in town for about 5.5 years, and I came back almost 3 years ago.
Excellent. And I see that you're TIP certified.
Correct.
Are you up to date with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regards to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
Okay. With that said, I would vote to grant.
Okay.
Granted. You're all set. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Mode Karaje. For a new Cambridge Hackney driver's license.
Good morning.
Yeah. Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Muhammad Karaja, M-O-H-D, K-A-R-A-G-E-H.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you've never been a taxi driver before?
No, I used to be in Medford before.
And did your license ever get revoked in Medford?
No.
And has your Massachusetts driver's license
Yes.
ever been revoked?
No.
No? Okay. And do you currently have a lease agreement with anyone in Cambridge, or you're just...
Not yet.
Not yet? You're just looking to get in?
Yeah. I cannot have this without a driver license. Because it's not...
Question?
No.
Okay. So with that said, I would vote to grant.
Granted.
You will meet with Officer Zito, and he'll give you the rules and regulations of Cambridge and let you know anything else that you need to know. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you stick around for a little bit, yes?
Yep.
Tawadros Eberu.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you please state your name and spell your name and last name for the record, please?
Tedros, Tewodros, last name Aberru.
Thank you. And you have never been a taxi driver before?
No.
And you're looking to start driving here in Cambridge?
Yes.
Do you currently have an agreement with anyone that owns the medallion? Or you're just starting out?
No.
And has your Massachusetts driver's license
yes.
ever been suspended?
No.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
Okay. I'd vote to grant.
Concur.
It's granted. Officer Zito will meet with you shortly.
Thank
you. Just stick around. Thank you.
Borel Pierre.
Good morning. Could you please state and spell your last name for the record?
Yeah, good morning.
Could you please spell your name for the record?
Name Borel, Borel Pierre. I'm living 15 Alfred Terrace, apartment 2, Medford, Mass, 42155.
I'm sorry, where do you live again?
Medford,
15 Alfred Terrace, Medford.
Okay, apartment 2?
Apartment 2.
Okay. Okay, and you've never been a taxi driver before?
No.
Were you a Boston taxi driver?
Oh, no.
Well, you said you were licensed to work in Boston.
Long time before, long time.
Okay, so you were a taxi driver in Boston?
Yeah, long time before.
Okay.
Okay.
Any issues in Boston?
Oh, no, no.
Your Boston taxi driver license ever suspended?
Oh, no more, no.
Has your Massachusetts driver,
yes.
I don't need to think, has it ever been suspended?
Yes.
Has your Massachusetts driver's license ever been suspended?
Oh, no.
Okay. Do you currently have a lease agreement with anyone in Cambridge, or are you just trying to start here?
Oh, just I drive to, no, I go to have a cousin and body. My body one when I can, generally. Yeah, I go work together in my wood there, Cambridge. Jimmy?
Okay. Did he buy the 109?
No. She's asking, do you have any, are you looking to buy a lease? Do you have a lease agreement with anyone?
Oh, no.
No?
Maybe I find out the old there one. Old there. I buy one for old there. How much money?
So you're looking to buy?
Buy
the guy.
Okay.
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 Okay. That's what you meant.
Thank you.
Questions? No.
Okay. I vote to grant.
Concur.
Granted. Officer Cito will meet with you shortly. Okay. Just stick around. Thank you.
Abdel Karim Karaja.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you please state your name and spell your last name?
Abdel Karaja, K-A-R-A-J-E-H.
Is Karim your middle name?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And have you ever been a taxi driver before?
Yes.
Where?
Ventfield.
And have you had any issues in Medford?
No.
Was your license ever suspended in Medford?
No.
Has your Massachusetts driver's license ever suspended?
No.
Do you currently have a lease agreement or?
No. Maybe we buy.
Maybe, I'm sorry?
Maybe it would be possible to buy a medallion.
Okay. All right. I would vote to grant with 1 year probation based on the record.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Granted with 1 year probation, Officer Zito will meet with you, okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. disciplinary matter, yard works, landscaping. Yard works.
Second call. Did Merit Hospitality arrive? Oops, okay. I'm sorry, what are you guys here for?
I don't know if you already called. My name is Ever. I applied for a restaurant a license.
Oh.
What's your name?
Ever. E-V-E-R.
What's the name of the restaurant?
It's Anthony's Pizza.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's 12.
Okay.
Number 12.
We're almost there.
Oh, okay.
And then in the back, what are you guys here for?
Save More Liquors.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. We'll continue.
So yard works not here.
Nope. Second call for yard works.
Administrative matters. Cafe Nero has applied to change the license manager to Cody Rose.
Granted.
Anthony's Pizza. Common Victualler at 43 Gore. Same hours and capacity as previous.
Granted.
That's it?
Walter?
Yep.
If you want, Tyler, can you go upstairs with them and have someone upstairs help them so that they can get their license today?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Matter deferred from September 24th. Save More Spirits.
So we voted on this last meeting. And Commissioner Bard and I agreed that there was a violation for sale to a minor, but we didn't agree on the attempt to hinder or delay the investigation by Mr. Weiner calling the employees. Commissioner Bard voted a no violation. I voted a violation.
Was I here for that?
No, you were here for the hearing.
Right.
But we had deferred
the vote,
and then we put it on the last agenda. So we're here to see if we get a quorum. So my I thought that the call to the employees to let them know that they were doing, I didn't find it credible that it was just as a reminder, FYI. Card people, I thought it was an actual call to tell the employees, you better card people because there's things going on. Whereas Bard thought that the call was just basically, yes, you can, just as a reminder to the employees to follow rules and procedures of order of asking for ID. Right, that I
think what he said that it was prudent.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, that's close.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fine. No, you can leave it. Well, since you brought it down, we'll take it.
So I would concur with Bard.
With Bard?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a quorum now, and then so we voted violation and 2 days on the count one, which, and then the no quorum.
Yeah.
Okay. So then just for the record, there's a violation, 2 days on the sale of service of alcohol to a minor. That's now a 3-0 vote. And then there is a no violation on the attempt to hinder. That's a 2-1 vote with me as the dissenting vote. So.
Some information coming in the mail.
We're trying to get through all of them and renewals.
Yeah, so you will get a statement of reasons. So it won't be until our next meeting. You won't get it until after November 19th. So you'll get it sometime after that. But yes, you'll get a statement of reasons, which will have all the information and the votes and everything else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Gypsy Cafe, change of manager to Nicolina Stefanova and Karen Pulido.
Granted.
Corporate chefs, change of manager to Kathy Dumbanacucci.
Granted.
Aleppo Palace. This is confusing. He still hasn't filled out the application, I don't believe.
So this...
But he's changed the corporate... He changed to a corporate... Changed to a corporation.
But how did we find out that he changed to
he
a corporation?
He came in.
Okay. So this is what I say. We granted this in March 27, 2019 as, you know, as a falafel place, palace, I'm sorry, LLC. With whatever we had. So that is granted. They are currently in the process of renewals now. If in the process of renewals they provide all the information to make the corporate change, I would say that we vote on this administratively with the renewal. But at this time, I would deny this as is because we don't even... I mean, we don't even have an application. Maybe we don't... I say we take no vote.
I was going to say take no action.
Yeah.
Paperwork's not properly completed.
Yeah. We take no action. If he calls, you let him know that this is going to be done in renewal. But he has to provide everything.
Don't even have to know anything, right?
Yes. No.
Eversource. Construction outside of allowable hours.
That's a waiver of agreement, right?
Yeah. So basically... this was a special noise variance and they were in violation of the special noise variance. Usually I would vote to revoke the special noise variance, but DPW has requested that this work be done at night, so I would say a violation $300 fine.
Concur.
Cambridge Landscape, also a waiver.
And this was for operating...
During a prohibited time.
They do have other violations of similar nature in the past, so I would vote violation $300 fine.
Okay.
Greener Horizon also for operating during a prohibited time.
So this is the first time that they're before us. They had never even received a cease and desist. So based on the way that we voted on similar cases in the past, I would either do a violation warning or a violation $300 fine to be held in abeyance through the end of the year.
I'd offer the warning.
Okay. So violation warning.
PZ, non-compliant leaf blower and operating more than one leaf blower within 10,000 feet of each other.
So this is one that they have had the same type of, actually the exact same violation in the past, so I would vote for a violation $300 fine for each for a total $600 fine.
Concur.
Kevin Trainer, The Rising.
Before we go forward, Investigator Bubinik has other stuff to do, and I'm just going to go back to
Yardworks number 10.
Yardworks, because they've never showed up for a hearing, and it's already 9:23, and they were given a 9 a.m. start time. If they show up, I'm sure we can call.
The way the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Love that faith.
Thank you.
Heather Bubenik, B-U-B-E-N-I-K, licensing investigator with the City of Cambridge License Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Bubenik. And can you please give us the facts of this case?
In response to a C-click-fix complaint, allegedly on September 13, 2019, about 5:26 p.m., 344 Harvard Street, a leaf blower was being operated by an employee of Yardworks. This is a violation for not being properly permitted and for usage during a prohibited period and time. Previously, January 30th, 2019, the board voted and found Yardworks in violation of using leaf blowers without being properly permitted and using a non-compliant leaf blower. They were fined $300 for each violation for a total of $600, which is past due. Yardworks has been contacted numerous times between July of 2009 and September of 2011 to discontinue usage and apply to be permitted. It did not apply. Usage continues to the point where a hearing was scheduled in July of 2011. Yardworks failed to appear. The matters continued twice, finally being heard in September of 2011. The board voted that a violation occurred and implemented a $900 fine, which has, as of yet, been paid, not been paid.
Okay. Do you know if the previous violations were also at this address?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Chauncey Street I have, so okay. At least one was not.
So they've never shown up for a hearing, they've never secured a permit, they continue to operate with total disregard for the ordinance and the regulation, correct?
Yes.
I don't know what other action I could take.
So I would, on this particular case, I would vote a violation and a $300 fine for each, and then I would refer the matter to the city solicitor's office for affirmative recovery.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Put here violation 300 for each, total 600, and refer to the city solicitor's office for affirmative recovery and other appropriate legal action.
I concur.
You're all set, Mr. Dominic. You can go catch more already for us. All right, Wendy's.
No, Kevin Trainer.
Oh.
Wants to open it. 8 a.m. for breakfast and service of alcohol at 10 a.m. for brunch.
Hold on, I don't even.
It should be.
Well, but it's not in order anymore, so, or it's not in order. I don't know. I had Capizzi and now. No, this is the one that we just granted. That was the Anthony's pizza that we granted. Let's just start with the one days, and I'm sure we'll find Kevin at some point.
Do you have spice?
No, I have Jacob Crawford. I have like the one day starting right now. Okay, Jacob Crawford has
Dance
applied.
Complex.
Yep. For Malt and Wine at 536 on November 10th, 15th, 16th, 23rd, and the 30th. Granted.
Marianne Maroney, Pemberton Farms, Malt and Wine on November 10th.
Granted.
Longy School of Music, wine license, November 15th, rain date 16th.
Granted with the condition that alcohol must be sold.
Longy again, on November 17th, rain date of the 18th from 5 to 7.
Granted with the condition that alcohol must be sold.
John Alford, an entertainment license, MIT Student Center, November 15th.
Jordan, granted.
Oh, what did I say?
John.
Oh. Lauren Schexnader, entertainment license, MIT, November 15th, 16th, 17th, 21, 22, 23.
Granted with an amended end time of 10:30 p.m. per MIT registration and an amended start time of 2 p.m. on November 17th, also per MIT registration.
11:17.
11:17 at 2 p.m. is the opening.
Michael Monesteem, it's a change of date to 11:15 for Malt and Wine with Entertainment at 99 Bishop Allen
Did we get from traffic and parking the okay to serve alcohol at the location? I know they have the traffic and parking permit, but it has no information as to alcohol.
I don't know that.
Okay. So we don't have a meeting before the 15th.
It's the issue with contingent upon receiving the...
Yep.
I'll check with Steve LaRosa. I'm not sure he's around.
So granted pending submission of traffic, parking, and transportation permission for alcohol at location and subject to any conditions therein.
Concur.
Esther Plotnick, One Day Harper Peddler, Payne Hall, November 15th.
Granted.
Kalayla Mara, One Day Alcohol and Entertainment, November 16th, St. John's Church.
Granted pending submission. Hold on, pending submission of permission letter and subject to any conditions therein. Finally, hold on, I found Kevin Trainer. So Kevin Trainer applied for food service at 8 a.m. for breakfast and 10 a.m. alcohol for brunch. We have a letter in support from Councillor Toomey on the issue, and we have the notarized notice to abutters to the alcohol hour only. With that said, I think, you know, under the law, they're entitled to serve at 8 a.m. For food, and so I would grant for food service Saturday and Sunday at 8 a.m. opening and alcohol service Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m.
Okay. Where's the address?
112.
112.
Okay. Do you have spice?
No. The next I have are these, which I wish I would have had before the meeting.
Special noise variance. Joe Toomey for a tower crane hoisting.
Okay. Granted with the condition that they must obtain a Sunday work permit.
Special noise variance November 15th to move a crane across Water Street.
This is from Thomas Berkeley. Granted.
Kim Courtney has notified the License Commission they are closed and seeking a new location.
This is for a coffee shop, LLC, DBA Upper West. I would say acknowledged. We're in the middle of renewals. So if they renew their license, then I would say that we have an informational hearing for non-use when the second half payment is due.
Concur.
I know why you don't have spikes.
So that would be during, half payment is due in May or March?
May.
We send it in March, right?
It's due in June. We send it April.
Okay. So I would say informational hearing for non-use during, I'll just say during second half payment. Period. Because we should, if they only pay, if they do half the of the renewal, we should do it before they do the second half. That's how they do it. So acknowledge and informational hearing. Mm-hmm.
Spice was put on at One Brattle. It's not yet approved by the ABCC, but as you requested, they filed an updated floor plan.
Oh, yeah, this was...
So
we had granted this, Commissioner Bard and I. This is for a new common victualler, all alcohol and entertainment license at One Brattle Square. And they had requested some entertainment, so we had asked them for a floor plan, an updated floor plan. And they changed a little bit the layout, which is why it's on here. It's still under construction. But I would just, this is a potential stage area, and I'm not quite sure if this would be when the stage is not there, and this is like their alternate plan, but I just wanted us to confirm and look at the plans and say that, that we're okay with that.
I'm trying to visualize the location. One Brattle Square?
That's where Chipotle was, right at the corner when you come down.
Okay.
Before you take the right.
Okay.
So this was the October 23rd plan. And this is what date today?
November 8th.
9th.
8th.
Okay.
8th. Monday's the 11th.
Why do I think it's the 9th? I've been writing 9 all morning.
Okay. So I would say granted and approved?
Yep.
Okay. There we go.
La Meridian?
I don't have any more documents here.
No, that's the second call.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? I don't have anything else here. Well, no action.
No action.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.